This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On today's Dairy Radio Now, we check in with Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation to see what presents could be given to farmers from a transitioning government. So, Chris, can you share what lawmakers are doing this week as we close out another year?
Sure. Well, first off, Bill, as we're talking here, it looks like Congress is finally going to pass another extension of the current farm bill, another 12-month extension. That is going to be wrapped into a spending bill that has to be passed by this weekend. Otherwise, the government will run out of money and the government will shut down. So on Tuesday night, there was a bill that was released, and we expect the House and the Senate to vote on it here in the next couple of days. It does extend, as expected, the farm bill for another year. That includes our primary safety net, the dairy margin coverage program, will be extended through December 31st of 2025. The other notable thing, along with other farm programs that will be extended, is that there's new money in there for disaster assistance. There's about $30 billion, in fact, that will be allocated to USDA for disaster assistance to producers who suffered losses either last year or this year for a variety of natural disasters, and that includes drought, wildfires, floods. So this is not necessarily a blanket payout to all producers or all dairy farmers, but if we do have farmers, for instance, those in California who were affected by bad flooding last year, then this will be some financial assistance for them.
So this extension is good news then because of, you know, this transition that's happening in Washington.
Yeah, so what we know is that we will have obviously a Republican in the White House, the return of President Trump, and then the Republicans will be in charge of the House and the Senate. And we've already gotten indications that even though the Farm Bill has been kicked down the can for essentially 12 months, the ag committees in the House and the Senate do want to move on this fairly quickly. The leader of the House Ag Committee, Congressman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania, said on Tuesday that he wants his committee to create and vote on a bill sometime in March, perhaps early in the spring, and then hopefully the Senate Agriculture Committee will do the same, and then we'll get this done well before next fall so that we're not looking at yet another scenario where the farm bill that was to be extended in 2023 gets extended in 23, 24, and into 25. We don't want to see a repeat of that, and I don't think the leaders in the Congress want to either.
So as we close out the year, it wasn't a bad year for dairy farmers as far as prices, and consumers are still consuming dairy products across the nation, so that's good news.
Right. So two statistics that I'll close with because they indicate why this actually is a year where we have something to be thankful for. Number one, per capita dairy consumption in the U.S. was back at record levels, or at least levels not seen in most of our lifetimes, in at least for 2023, which is the last year for which we have data. Per capita dairy consumption was the highest since the 1950s, the era of Fonzie and Happy Days. So certainly we should be thankful for that. And then, as you mentioned, prices. Obviously, the prices could always be a little higher for a lot of people, but margins were really strong. We didn't see a run-up in input costs. And so I think this was a year in the black for a lot of dairy producers. And so as we close things out here, Bill, hopefully that means a few more presents under the tree for farmers in 2024.
Well, thanks for the update, Chris, from our nation's capital. That's Chris Galen, Senior VP of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org.